Good morning. Strong northwest winds continue to wrap around that deepening storm over the Canadian Maritimes, driving in colder air across interior New York and New England. Temperatures are starting off in the 20s and some lower 30s in the valley locations, but the winds over 20 miles per hour and gusting up to 40 miles per hour, bringing wind chill values back down closer to 0 to 10 above to start the day. We also have a fair amount of cloud cover wrapping around this system, generating scattered lake effect snow showers and upslope snow across some of the mountainous areas, which could pick up an additional coating up to a few inches of snow, especially in the highest terrain during the day. Valley locations will see some sunshine breaking through from time to time, though temperatures will struggle and even drop a little bit during the afternoon and remain mainly in the 20s for afternoon highs. It'll remain breezy with partly to mostly cloudy skies and just a couple of snow showers tonight, with lows back closer to 10 above and even below zero across the mountains. With high pressure building in, it'll dry out for the day on Friday. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll remain breezy and quite cold, with highs in the upper teens and lower 20s, with wind chill values near zero throughout the day. Gradual improvement through the weekend as a storm system shears off to the south. We'll see some clouds in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, maybe some high thin clouds as far north as I-90, otherwise a fair amount of sunshine to begin the weekend. High temperatures in the mid-20s on Saturday, staying in the mid-20s on Sunday with increasing sunshine as that system departs well to our south and east. With high pressure remaining in control early next week, skies will be mostly sunny with highs back close to 30 on Monday and then into the 30s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. A weak disturbance will slide through the Great Lakes and into the region by Wednesday of next week with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, in the wake of that same storm here in the northeast, some light lake effect snow will occur downwind of the lower Great Lakes. Much of the remainder of the East Coast and back into the southern plains will have below normal temperatures, with some locations in Florida and the southeast as much as 10 to 20 degrees below normal. Farther west into the central United States, warm, downsloping Chinook winds off the Rockies will continue to keep daytime highs well above normal by about 10 to 25 degrees. Meanwhile, moisture will begin to increase over the southern plains by early tomorrow as an area of low pressure begins to take shape in the Texas Panhandle. Rain with embedded thunderstorms will expand east from the southern plains to the lower Mississippi Valley, with wintry precipitation on the north side from Colorado eastward into the mid-Mississippi Valley. As much as a foot of snow is possible through Saturday morning across parts of the southern Front Range, with 4 to 8 inches of snow farther east into the mid-Mississippi Valley. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and fog. 3 degrees with a west wind at 55, gusting to 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals in 41 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 18, 59% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 23, gusting to 32 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.55 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 79 degrees at Marathon, Florida, to a low of 13 below zero at Rugby, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and windy, mid-30s, Boston mostly cloudy and windy with a few snow showers in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 40 degrees, the low 32, the average temperature 36, that's 14 degrees above normal. 44 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, just a trace of snow, still just a tenth of an inch for the month, that's now 5.0 inches below normal, and 13.8 inches for the season, which is 8.1 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 55, set in 2016, and the record low, 13 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:41 p.m. 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers today, highs in the 20s. Partly cloudy and windy tonight, lows 5 above to 5 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and windy with a few snow showers today, highs in the lower to mid 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid 20s. Windy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and windy with scattered snow showers today, highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Partly cloudy and windy tonight with lows near 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers today with temperatures falling back into the 20s. Partly cloudy and windy tonight, lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold near 20. Sunshine over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, mainly north of I-90 with some clouds to the south in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny upper 20s on Monday. A mix of sun and clouds 30s on Tuesday, and scattered snow showers in the lower 30s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.